Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the well-traveled and affable jazz composer, author, and bandleader Andy Jaffe, we start this 688th episode of Neon Jazz. That was the Slovak Radio Orchestra back in 2008 with the tune Will You Still Be Mine off the CD An Imperfect Storm, the large ensemble compositions of Andy Jaffe. He is a prolific sort of creator, and here recently he retired from teaching in the Williams College Department of Music. It's a program he founded and was the director for almost 30 years. He has been a leader in jazz pedagogy for 40 years, teaching all over the place. We caught up with Andy here at Neon Jazz to talk about life and music during 2020, and he opened up about jazz musicians.
You know, I was drawn in the 60s, the people I was drawn to of my own generation and mentors, and the most interesting musicians were all jazz musicians. There was just no, there's nothing that compares with that challenge.
His voluminous original compositions and arrangements are written for a wide range of instrumental ensembles and vocal groups, from piano solo and duo to works of jazz orchestra. And from such a seasoned jazz mind, we were curious what he thought the world of jazz would look like once the pandemic slows down.
For musicians, it will be obvious that the need for actual conversationally made music between players is something that will have been missing, and that's very important. I mean, you know, you just can't get the same level of interaction when you're not all playing at the same time. You can simulate it, but it's not the same.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town, watching the world heal and regrow from the slowing down of live music and ready to get back at it in joints like the Blue Room and the Green Lady Lounge right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to hop back into the full-on live jazz fold and create some new stuff. One of those early legends that got Andy moving in the right direction was the mighty, mighty John Coltrane. And here's the master with You Say You Care off the 2002 Jazz Masters Deluxe Edition as we carry on around here. That was pianist and composer Marilyn Crispell, joined by Angelica Sanchez with the tune Twisted Roots off the 2020 CD How to Turn the Moon. Born in Philadelphia and then moved to Baltimore at 10, she was destined for music. She studied classical piano at the Peabody Conservatory at 7 and started improvising early on. But she was not interested in jazz until 1975. And at the time, she was living in Cape Cod and heard John Coltrane's A Love Supreme for the very first time. We talked to her here at the show, and she expanded on that love of music she has.
It's what I gravitate toward naturally. It seems to be what I what I have an aptitude for. So I love music. I love the communication of playing with people. I love communicating on stage and in the audience. It's a chemistry, it's a chemical reaction that takes place.
Stepping right on back to 1939 is how things are going to work next. From cornetist and a member of Duke Ellington's orchestra, this is Rex Stewart with his own outfit. Welcome to San Juan Hill as the beat moves on.
I'm a tenor saxophonist originally from Perth in Scotland. You're listening to Neon Jazz Radio out of Kansas City. Thank you.
That was New York-based tenor saxophonist Helena Kay with her KIM Trio off the 2018 CD Moon Palace with the tune Strawberry Terrace. So she grew up in Perth, Scotland, and moved to London in 2012, and her life has been ripe with accolades. In 2015, she won the Young Scottish Jazz Musician of the Year, and in 2017, she won the Peter Whittingham Jazz Award that she used to record and release this debut album of hers. One of those very early influences on her, and so many in the world, was Charlie Bird Parker, and with the tune What Is This Thing Called Love off the Strings Collection, let's listen to Helena explain as we slip into the song.
My first teacher gave me some Charlie Parker recordings, which at first I just thought they sounded so old and like scratchy. I hadn't really listened to music like that before, but yeah, I fell in love with it after a while.
Thank you. My name's Chris Montague. I'm a jazz guitarist from London, UK, and I've got a new album out on Whirlwind Recordings called Warmer Than Blood, and I think Joe's going to play that for you now. We'll be right back.
That was the UK bass guitarist and composer Chris Montague with the tune Dropsy off the 2013 Edition label sampler. He was born in Gateshead, UK, and began playing guitar at a very early age. And over the years, he has made some interesting music connections. One of those was from one of the most famous drummers on the planet, Rolling Stones drummer and jazz lover Charlie Watts. As we get into Charlie with his quintet back in 2018 with Bluebird, listen to Chris explain.
And then Charlie got up and played, and we had to learn some tunes. It was a saxophone player called Tim Rees who plays with the Stones, and he's got like a pad of all the kind of Stones music arranged for jazz musicians. So whenever they turn up in town and they want to have a party, they rent a theatre somewhere and get a couple of bodies in to fill out the lack of Keith Richards and Mick Part, I suppose. And we played all that music together. It was really fun because he's very much into jazz drumming. He really knows his stuff with that. And I remember chatting to him afterwards about Phil Seaman and all these drummers in London who he looked up to back in the sort of 50s and early 60s and things. He really had a lot of passion for jazz and improvising. You know?
This is Fabián Almasangi, hablando español. A pleasure to be speaking to you from Harlem. I am a pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Cuban-American pianist and composer Fabian Almazan with the 2011 tune The Vicarious Life off his CD called Personalities. He found his musical roots as a child in Havana when he initially got involved in the classical piano tradition. He is the founder and director of the Biophilia Records label, and he is also a very astute environmentalist and naturalist. And we had a long talk with him this summer about life and music and the hope for the post-COVID-19 world. This is what he had to say.
If there's a silver lining to all of this, is that we really get, everything gets put in perspective, you know, what is truly important for us in our lives and what's meaningful and how can we help each other. You know, the sense of empathy that's come out of this for me has been extremely inspiring.
Another towering jazz musician that loomed large for Fabian was the great bassist Christian McBride. And as we get into the 2013 tune Dream Train off the CD People Music, let's listen to Fabian explain.
Christian McBride, I guess, was the first one once I was actually going into music as a career. I never really thought of being a pianist or composer or anything like that as a career. Up until high school was over, for me, I had always just been fascinated by music and really wanted to learn everything I could from it.
We'll be right back.
this is Bobby Savanto, jazz musician out of Northeast Ohio, here today on Joe Dimino's Neon Jazz.
That was the great Cleveland-born alto sax cat Bobby Salvaggio with the tune Proteanism off the 2016 CD Quantum Man. Our final track on the show comes with a heavy heart, and it's hard to say this, but the legendary keyboardist Chick Corea has left the world. He passed this at the age of 79 after battling a rare form of cancer. The scope of his work is immense, literally rippling through every facet of jazz, from Miles onto the young cats like Joey Alexander. He embodied a bright light and a buoyant spirit, and he will be missed. And we actually caught up with the great jazz guitarist in the Bay Area, Mr. Henry Robinette, and he had some thoughts on his legacy.
And he was just a very outgoing, supportive, kind, friendly, happy person. So the idea of him being the dark, romantic piano player who played this depressive kind of beautiful music was just not in Chick's wheelhouse.
I remember seeing Chick in Kansas City with the symphony back in the late 90s, and he had the crowd roaring with his antics. And I'm sure all of us have stories of Chick, and we want to thank him. I picked a good one to lead us out with. Joined by Lionel Hampton on our favorite vibes around here is a track in concert, Moments Noticed. With that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always hatching a good plan, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, kids. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.